Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the February satellite and radio communications issue. Our cover story is very good. It's written by Mike Green of Filtronic. He takes a look at the E-band millimeter wave technology for the high altitude platform stations and the low Earth orbit satellite systems. And it's very good because it shows how these networks will work together to give global coverage. But then he takes a deep dive into the antenna and transceiver technology that us microwave engineers like to talk about.
Exactly.
So what do we have for technical features?
So we have an article, a technical feature from Aviant talking about their holographic radar. A holographic radar is sort of a staring radar as opposed to a scanning radar. And I didn't appreciate the differences, but this article really explains what the architecture is, the benefits of a staring radar, and so forth. We have an application note jointly written by Mori Microwave and Teledyne talking about using hybrid active load pull for on-wafer device characterization out to 110 gigahertz.
Wow.
And of course, millimeter wave measurements are difficult to make, and load pull measurements particularly, because you want to make sure you get the full contour for a power amp or LNA design. So this is a good app note talking about how to do that. Then we have an article on gamma radiation degradation of in-gap HBTs, and our Fabs and Labs this month visits Acoustis Technologies production fab in upstate New York. Several years ago, they bought what had been a MEMS fab and converted it to their production fab for their high-purity piezoelectric BAW filters, and they're using, actually expanding the capacity of it now to try to make sure they have enough capacity for all the design wins they're getting.
Yeah, so, we see them in the news all the time on
wins. Exactly.
So turning to the news, there was a lot going on. I saw the Global Mobile Suppliers Association reported that more than 60 countries have active 5G commercial networks, and they're tracking more than 140 networks that are commercially available, and more than 400 operators are investing in 5G. So they do a monthly report. It's great to keep an eye on how 5G is really being deployed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a big week for Qualcomm.
Yeah.
Three big announcements all around 10 gigabit 5G connectivity. So they announced their second generation 5G fixed wireless access platform, and that's 10 gigabit 5G connectivity. Then they had their next gen 5G RF front-end solutions for the 10 gigabit 5G devices. And what's unique about that is I think they're the first ones to use AI technology to optimize a signal chain.
Mm.
And I think that's going to be a growing trend. We're going to have an article in April on doing that with power amplifier optimization from Mitsubishi. And finally, they had the first 10 gigabit 5G and first 3GPP release 16 RF to modem system. And that's really their play in this market. They offer the whole modem to the RF solution. You can just plug it in to either mobile devices, and now they're even getting into infrastructure. And that's the one advantage they have over some of the other suppliers. And so, Gary, you and I have been tracking the 5G millimeter wave companies. There's been a slew of them into the market, and we came across a couple more, which I consider pretty newcomers.
Yes.
Ottava announced a wideband solution for a beamformer IC. It operates from 24 to 48 gigahertz with a single IC beamformer chip. I think that's the widest band we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can cover all the millimeter wave bands currently being used for 5G, plus SATCOM and DoD applications.
Right.
So it's a really flexible solution for a lot of applications.
Yeah, very impressive.
And then we also saw SiTune, who talked with us for a while, and they have two new wideband solutions, and these are transceivers, both an analog and digital solution. And what's unique about them is they're multi-standard, they're good for Open RAN, and they're very flexible. And having the analog and the digital solution, you can pick the one that's best for your application.
And low cost too, they said.
That too, and I love their names, Ice Wings and Snow Wings, they're the best.
Yeah.
So what did you see in the news?
Well, back to Qualcomm and their modem, MediaTek announced their first 5G millimeter wave modem. And so they join now Qualcomm and Samsung with this capability. And it's significant because MediaTek has a large market share with Asian phone manufacturers. So you can expect to see some Asian phones with this chip in it probably this year. Then IDC announced the Q4 phone numbers, and they said that Apple took the record with something like 91 million phone shipments, not a surprise with the iPhone 12 being released, and Samsung was number two at 74 million, so quite a difference there. Good news that the overall shipments were up around 4.3% year over year. So Q4 of last year was the last non-pandemic quarter, And now with Q4 of this year being up, that's a good sign, I think. And then the last thing, Starlink has filed some data with the FCC saying they have more than 10,000 beta users, and all of them are getting better than 100 megabit per second down, 20 megabit per second up, and that 95% of them are seeing less than 30 millisecond round-trip latency.
Wow.
So that's impressive. They are expanding their beta program. I think what they're actually doing is inviting people to sign up, and then they're selecting people to fill in certain geographic areas. So I think they're load balancing, in effect.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk has said that once the cash flow stabilizes, he sees Starlink as an IPO, and he thinks it'll be a $30 billion a year business.
Wow. So turning to events, we've been doing our monthly panel sessions. It's been going very well. In December, we had the ORAN panel with over 500 registrants right away. And then in January, we did the evolution of the RF front end, and we had over 600 registrants. So I'm hoping the February one will be over 700.
Yeah.
And that's a Wi-Fi 6E panel session. And that's February 23rd. And then just looking ahead into March, we'll be doing the best flat panel beam steering arrays. And so you can find out information on those in the events section under our webinars. And Microwave Journal is very proud to be hosting the first Millimeter Wave Summit. That's sponsored by MixComm, and they are a pioneer in antennas to algorithms. And Mike Noonan, CEO of MixComm, is helping us work through these sessions. He has a lot of great speakers coming on. I think we have Global Foundries, Richardson RFPD, Rodin Schwartz, Picocom, IDC, Mobile Experts. And you'll be moderating the event, so that'll be fun.
Yes, definitely.
So that's February 25th, 2 days after our panel session. And you can sign up for that at microwavejournal.com/millimeterwavesummit. So you've been already working on some of those sessions, right?
Yes, because of the large number of presenters, we're trying to pre-record everything, so it'll be fast-paced, very high data rate presentations, which I guess makes sense for millimeter wave, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we'll have an early session for Europe and US, early East Coast time.
Right.
And then late East Coast time, we'll be hitting the Asian markets.
Yeah, exactly. So before we leave, I wanted to, as you well know, we had our EDICon program live in October of this year. And since then, the programs have been available for on-demand viewing. And we just recently kind of compiled the statistics, which I think are very impressive. Of course, we had 44 speakers and presentations. And since, overall, we've had more than 7,800 sessions with more than 6,400 unique attendees. So that's quite an impressive take on this online conference. And we're planning to do the same thing this year, meaning 1 day a week for the month. And this year we're going to do Wednesdays in August.
Right.
Because the fall gets really crowded. So late summer sounds like the best time.
Yeah, with the pandemic, everybody's pushing all their events to the fall and winter.
Exactly. Well, that's it for this episode. We want to thank our sponsor, RFMW, a pure play technical distributor. Pure play means that they only focus on RF microwave, and they have the who's who of RF microwave and millimeter wave companies in their line card. Thanks for watching, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.